Remember the 95% rule. Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and welcome to Tuesday Teaching Tips, and this is episode 223. And it is the fifth and final episode in this series, based on an article I found online, and the link is in the show notes. This is the 95% rule. The author of the article says this, talking about speakers. They end at a point that allows audiences to remain inquisitive. This 5%, 5% that hasn't been spoken about, this 5% grants listeners the breathing room to satiate their imagination, fulfill their intrinsic tendency for exploration, and look forward to their next public speech. So he's saying here that we shouldn't overload our audience. We should leave enough room for people to stay curious and want to come back for more. I think there's a lot of truth in that. An example might be in Acts chapter 17, verse 32. Paul's been preaching, and it says about his audience, when they heard about the resurrection of the dead, some of them sneered, but others said, we want to hear you again on this subject. So clearly he hasn't given them everything yet. We want to hear you again. We want more. So one of our goals as a public speaker, whether you're a teacher or a preacher of the Bible, one of your goals is to create curiosity. The creation of curiosity is one of my responsibilities and yours. That'll be compromised if we teach everything we have. Now, I'm a self-confessed completist in this, and I always want to do the perfect lesson and put it all out there and every detail and miss nothing out. That's my nature, and it's born more out of insecurity than it is about anything else, and that's just me. However, really, one of my goals has to be as a teacher, as a preacher, as an educator, is to create and generate and inspire curiosity in others so that they will go on and learn more. That's who we are, my friends. We're communicators and educators rather than simply speakers. People learn best when they're in charge of their own learning. We learn best in community, and we learn best when we're self-motivated rather than having it all given to us. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 9, verse 12, on hearing this, Jesus said, it is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice, for I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners. So Jesus gives his audience a challenge. Go away and learn this. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. What does that really mean? Why don't you go away and learn that and come back? Because it's a challenge, especially to those who oppose him. But nonetheless, he's saying, I'm not going to tell you everything. You have to go and figure some stuff out. And that's useful. It's what's called a heuristic teaching style. We want to generate thinkers and explorers, don't we? Not robots and automatons in our congregations. I like it when people come and say to me, what you taught was new and helpful, and that was helpful. I like that feeling. But I like it even better when someone says, you made me think today. I need to go away and think more about this. I need to go away and study more about this. That's when you know you struck gold. We need more free thinkers and more open-minded thinkers and people more motivated to do their own study in our congregations. Then they will get deeper, and then they will be able to help other people get deeper. So part of our role is to be those who inspire thinking, who inspire curiosity in the people we speak to. So don't give everybody everything in every lesson. Leave some things out, and actually, although you'll feel like you've perhaps not fulfilled your responsibility, actually will be helping people by leaving something out. In Acts 17, after Paul left the council, in the passage we looked at earlier, some of the people became followers of Paul and believed. They came back for more until they believed. Among them was Dionysus and a number of others. See, conviction comes. Real conviction, really deep, strong conviction that lasts, comes when the seeker has sought for himself, or when the seeker has sought for herself. When you've inspired people to go seeking for themselves, they'll have a deep conviction that will last and will change their lives. And that's part of what we are trying to do as speakers. These people hadn't been force-fed they'd gone away and thought about it and come back, and then they had their own conviction. So my question for you from today is, what will you deliberately leave out of your next lesson? Get your lesson done, get your notes prepared, have a look at it, and ask yourself, what am I going to cross out and deliberately leave out for this next session? I'd like to know how that goes. Tell me what you think. Drop me a line, malcolm@malcolmcox.org, or leave a comment on my website, malcolmcox.org, and let me know what you think. If you know anybody that might benefit from this, do give them the link. If you haven't already done so, hit that subscribe button. And until the next time, we're going to do something fresh and new next week. Until then, I hope you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. Take care and God bless.